My guests today are Las Cruces publisher, actually director of operations of RJI Publishing, Ron Kramer, and Lebanese-born Gus Riachi. Now, Gus has his master's in civil engineering, and his dissertation was titled Development of Design Procedure Using Nastran Structural Analysis Package, light reading there for you. And he also is something of a master of all things philatelic regarding stamp collecting. And somewhere in between those, you've written your first novel. Congratulations, Gus.
Thank you, Monica.
Yes, how did you two meet?
About 4 years ago, after I moved to Las Cruces, and I've been a stamp collector for many years, mm-hmm. I was looking for local organizations that I could be a part of and found the El Paso Philatelic Society,
okay.
Drove from Las Cruces to El Paso for a meeting, met Gus, and it was kind of a match made in heaven.
Publisher meets stamp collector at the local meeting.
Yes.
Right. All right. Now, your first novel is titled A False Sense of Security.
Yes.
Yes. Give us the as much as you dare reveal.
I basically chose the title because we, as most Americans, have always had a false sense of security. Prior to 9/11, the thought of terrorism in the United States was basically unthinkable. But that changed with 9/11. 9/11 raised our levels of consciousness to how vulnerable we are as a country. And since then, the United States took many steps to ensure our safety and make sure such attacks will never happen again. But it's been about 11 and a half years already, and I fear that we might be suffering from a false sense of security. My novel tells the story of how simple it is for a terrorist group to accumulate large sums of money and work within the walls of our country.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if you want to go here, but how does your expertise with stamp collecting play into the plot of this novel?
I write a column for Lynn's Stamp News. This is the world's largest weekly stamp news and marketplace. My column's title is Cradle of Civilization. I also am a member of the American Philatelic Society. This is the largest body of stamp collectors in the United States. This organization has a department for expertise in stamps, and I'm a member of the expert committee. Mm-hmm. And also, I am an advisor to the Scott Catalog. This catalog
he's referencing a catalog as we speak, yeah. That is close to 2 inches thick. This is the apparently the Bible of stamp collectors, perhaps?
This book is published by Amos Press in mm-hmm. the United States. Mm-hmm. It gives the retail value of thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of stamps from all over the world.
And you do travel extensively.
I'm a contributor to them also, yeah.
Yes.
And I'm the president of the El Paso Philatelic Society.
Other than that, you don't know a thing about stamps, is
that? Not at all. By the way, this is just one of 6 volumes.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
And this is
okay.
The standard, not the specialized or the classic.
Yeah, there's 2 other volumes on top of that.
Now, how does stamp collecting, what role does it play in the plot of your novel?
Well, I introduce the world of stamp collecting and terrorism. And as the story unravels, the FBI becomes involved because they find a link and a connection between stamp dealing and possible future attacks on American assets.
Ah, very interesting connection, yes.
FBI agent Max Vivaldi tries to uncover what the terrorists are planning and what he can do to stop them.
How was it for you inventing this entire thing in your factual dealings with engineering and stamp collecting and that kind of black and white mind, where did the grays come from that gave you the creative power for this novel? You're both snickering.
I have friend collectors all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell me that the stamp hobby is not doing very well. What the stamp hobby needs is some fresh and new blood.
Ah.
So I decided to help. And I began to think, today's youth spends a lot of time playing video games mm-hmm. that involve combat, fighting, terrorism, and action. And also when we turn the TV on to watch the news, or when we read or listen to the news, the topic is often about terrorism. So I thought to myself, why not link terrorism and stamp collecting in a novel?
Ah, yes. What did you think, Ron, when you first heard about this novel?
Well, being a stamp collector myself, I thought it was an interesting concept. Nobody had ever done anything like this before, and I've never done a book like this before, and I thought, yeah, this would probably be a great idea. Of course, then we had the storyline and the characters and all of that had to be developed.
So,
and over time. And
did you work together on the development of the plot and the writing of it?
I started this novel about 8-9 years ago.
My gosh, that long ago.
It was supposed to be a book about stamp collecting only.
Surprise.
But then the book evolved.
Yes.
I decided to include terrorism to create action and to broaden the scope of interest to readers and collectors.
And what is the final page count?
464 pages.
That's a sizable little chunk of writing there.
Yes, it is.
Yes, and this is going to be released when and how can we get the book?
The plan right now is to release this book by either the end of January or early February next year. We're going through some final rewrites right now, minor fine-tuning, if you will. The book will be available primarily on the RJI Publishing website, which is rjipublishing.com. Will also be available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com. They'll be available through the major bookstores throughout the United States.
Excellent. Is this book going to be so specific to stamp collecting that a non-collector won't get it, or is it generally engaging plot that happens to involve stamp collecting?
I think this book is written for the collector and non-collector as well.
All right.
And hopefully through this book, people may have a renewed interest in stamp collecting.
Yes.
And there are many aspects to stamp collecting that might attract new people if they just knew.
What are some of the things that people are surprised to find out, new collectors of stamps, of which they're unaware?
Well, first of all, the value of some of these stamps is in the millions of dollars for a piece of paper that's 150 years old that measures an inch by an inch in size. Most people don't realize the value of some of these items, nor do they realize the rarity of these items. In many cases, there's one or two or three known of a particular stamp.
How old does a stamp have to be before it's likely to have an extraordinary value?
If it's an error stamp, a year.
An error stamp, meaning
error, mistake, somebody made a mistake. Misprint.
What's the Jenny?
Inverted Jenny.
Inverted Jenny, yes.
But that was from the early 1900s.
Okay.
So that's an older one. But even the new stamps that come out today, if the perforations, the little teeth on the side, are incorrect, that stamp could go from a 23-cent stamp to a $5,000 stamp almost overnight.
Oh, gosh, I've got to go home and look through all those little stamps. This is absolutely fascinating. I congratulate you on melding your interests creating a novel which we can look forward to seeing in either January or February of 2013. And it will first be available at rjipublishing.com and then eventually at Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, and all the other book outlets. My guest today, Las Cruces publisher with RJI Publishing, Ron Kramer, and Lebanese-born author Gus Riachi, discussing Gus's new novel titled A False Sense of Security. Thank you both so much for coming in today.
Thank you very much for having us.